Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. If there is such a thing as foxhole humor, this story records one lonely soldier's attempt to cheer up his grandmother, Mrs. Albert Allen, in Central Point, Oregon, who is concerned about keeping up the soldiers' morale. From his foxhole in early 1952 in the mountains of Korea, the soldier, Warren Haas, wrote a witty but bittersweet letter home. It went like this. A good morning to you from the beautiful and scenic yet treacherous hills of Central Korea. As we look in on our little ice cube this morning, he is bundled in the corner of his poorly ventilated, poorly lit, poorly furnished foxhole. But first, a word from our sponsor. Eat It in the Can is able to bring to you food fit to eat right out of the beautiful stainless steel container. Look for it at your corner foxhole. Now, back to Ice Cube, all American forever. Last week, his main problem was clipping ice from between his toes, which he did successfully. This week, a new and thrilling problem has come our way. Anybody got 10 spare toes? Tune in next week to see if Ice Cube gets his new toes. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.